No matter how tired I am before a podcast, that song always brightens my day just a little bit, and I hope it brightens yours too. Welcome to episode number 5 of my podcast, Stop Crying Poser. 5 episodes in. This is kind of like a big deal, right? Everything important in life happens in fives, right? That's why the fives times table is the easiest to remember. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Or maybe that's just from counting $5 bills. I don't know. I really can't explain it. I appreciate everyone who's watching live in the chat. Feel free to say something. We have Doug Desatelles. You guys will know him from the YouTube channel Amskater, as well as youtube.com/Doug Desatelles, as well as youtube.com/A Doug's Life. Sharky Genie's in the chat. Lyocell, Stupid Cat, Zothar, and I'm sure a few more people that weren't able to respond in time. Today we have some pretty cool topics. We're, as always, going to start with Las Vegas news. We might talk a little bit about car problems. I have a brand new puppy in my house, so I am officially a father. And maybe some more stuff. Depends on how everything goes. So, get excited, guys. Get ready, because we're about to take a magical journey into Las Vegas local news. Top story. I can't read this without laughing. It's not funny at all. Valley toddler battling kidney cancer shot while leaving grocery store. How much more sad could a fucking headline get other than a 3-year-old who's also battling cancer getting shot while leaving a grocery store? I don't know. Let's scroll down and read it a little bit. A Las Vegas 3-year-old battling cancer was shot while leaving a grocery store with her family in Utah. Utah, not necessarily known for its violent crimes. I feel like Utah is where the headquarters for Mormons is. And you know what? Call it intuition, but I'm going to go ahead and assume a Mormon did not commit this crime. Hey, you know what? I calls him how I sees him. Esmeralda Padillo was hit in the stomach and leg by a bullet Wednesday. She and her family have been in Salt Lake City for her kidney cancer treatment. Jesus Christ, this is so sad. Esmeralda only has half a kidney. What? That's so sad. Oh. Esmeralda only has half a kidney because the other had to be removed. Her family said they're hoping they can get the necessary money to get her a kidney transplant. I definitely need to put that GoFundMe in the description of this YouTube video. Oh, Wednesday, while the Perdillas were on their way to take Esmeralda to the hospital, they stopped at a Smith's grocery store. What have I told you guys about Smith's? What do I repeat every single time I'm on this podcast? Smith's. It's just a magnet for bullshit. I love it. I love the Kroger deals. They have these deals called Wahoo deals where you can get something that costs like $9 and it only costs like 84 cents. But guess what? You got to pay for that when you walk out, because if you're 3 years old and you only have half of a kidney and you have cancer, you're going to get shot. God damn it. And that's not much of a Wahoo deal to me. Now, is it? When we heard the shots, then my daughter started crying. She was bleeding from her tummy. Police said 36-year-old Rufio Joseph Cervantes fired his gun and 3 people were hit, including Esmeralda and her mom. Dude, that's awful too, right? Mom's just trying to get her kid fixed off the old kidney cancer, and then she gets blasted too. What the hell? Employees from Smith's tried to chase Cervantes down on foot. Nah, debatable. I don't know what that's all about. Hey, this guy's shooting at us. Let's run towards him without guns. I don't get it. He was being held Thursday in the Salt Lake County Jail on suspicion of aggravated assault and gun charges. I don't understand. I feel like, as far as this news article goes, there's something missing, right? Lyocell said, what a heartwarming story. I feel like there's something missing, right? Something doesn't add up. No one just goes to Smith's with the intent of, you know what? I'm going to find the most sick child I can, preferably one with only a fraction of a kidney, and I'm going to shoot that child and their mother. I would assume that person was either one, crazy. Well, we don't have to assume they're crazy. They're for sure crazy. Number two, who were they shooting at? This is the weird thing about criminals. And I know this is true because my friend Tex, for a large part of his life, he was a career criminal. Now he's got his life together. It's all great. But when Tex films people with a cell phone or even with a camera like this, he doesn't point the camera at them because he has no idea how to film. And I'll try to do a trick, and I'll have Tex film it, and the filming will be all shaky, and it'll be too far to the right, and too far up, and too far to the left. And that's what the fuck happens when criminals shoot guns. They never shoot who they're trying to hit. Why? Because they have no idea what they're doing. I guarantee you, these people have not had any type of gun training in their life, nor camera training, mind you. And that's why every time they go out there, that's why gang members are always shooting little kids all the time. You hear in L.A., like, innocent victim, 4 years old, was shot during a gang shootout. Never do those articles say, and also three gang members got shot. No, gang members never get shot. Number one, because they're shooting the gun like this all the time. It's always like the sideways stance. Number two, they've never shot a gun before, so they're all confused. Number three, it's like the loud, like, oh man, this gun is heavy. Damn, wow. Man, who got killed over there? I don't know what voice that was. Over there. I was like a fucking cowboy. Well, howdy, I'm out here robbing some goddamn Smiths inside of Watts, California, and I tried to shoot me some enemy gang members, and I ended up shooting somebody with half of a liver. Oh, it's not a funny story at all. Doug asks, am I saying Tex has terrible aim? Absolutely, I'm saying Tex has terrible aim. And I feel like it's because of his criminal past. I see what Lyocell's trying to do. Lyocell's trying to do the race card here. I'm not going to touch that shit. We're not going to talk about that. What's funny, though, is we are going to have a pretty interesting... Oh, we're going to have some racial crying happening on my channel for Monday's video, so I can't wait for you guys to see that. Tune in Monday and just read the comments. Don't even watch the video. Just read the comments, and there's going to be a lot of social justice warriors coming later in the week on the Ninja Lifestyle YouTube channel. Let's go on to our second news article. This one is not local. Here's the headline. 8 officers were fired after claiming mice ate a half ton of missing marijuana. Now, let me get my story straight. A ton is 2,000 pounds, right? So, let me read it. A group of police officers in Argentina were reportedly fired after blaming mice for the disappearance of nearly 1,200 pounds of pot. 1,200 pounds of pot. Police say the marijuana had been in a storage unit, had been in storage, I guess, at a warehouse in Pilar, about 40 miles west of Buenos Aires, before it vanished, according to the BBC. Yeah, it just vanished, huh? The 8 officers involved in the investigation claimed a colony of mice ate the drugs. Forensic... Oh, get a load of this sentence. Forensic experts debunked that claim. Is that really necessary? We had to get a team of forensic experts to solve this fucking Scooby-Doo mystery of the missing $1 million worth of weed? Forensic experts telling investigators that rats would not confuse marijuana as food. If by chance the rodents ingested the drug, they most likely would have died, and a lot of corpses would be found in the warehouse. Holy shit, the way they write this is hilarious. Forensic experts. Can you imagine if that was your job title? You were the forensic expert for rats and weed, I guess? So all you do is just study rats smoking weed? It's probably just some guy just like just hitting a pound of wax and just blowing it on mice and watching them die and be like, oh, I'm becoming really good at this. I'm getting really good at killing these fucking mice with weed. I should become an expert. Oh, man, I heard the term the other day. Yesterday I was looking up information on my puppy, and we're actually going to discuss that topic in a second. But I was watching a YouTube video on how to take care of a puppy and should I begin training for potty training. And this chick had a YouTube video, and the first thing she said was, I am a professional expert on animals. A professional expert. Because you can't just be a non-professional expert. What the fuck? Am I crazy? Can somebody in the chat please tell me? Is that not contradictory, excuse me. Like saying it twice? You're a professional expert? Can you be an expert professional on animals? By the way, a professional expert, if you really were a professional expert, you would just give your job title. Hi, I'm a 10-year veterinarian. I have this certification and this certification. I have my master's in veterinary fucking surgery. You wouldn't just go up and make up a term like professional expert. I'm a professional expert skateboarder. It doesn't make sense. You know what, dude? Those mice were professional expert weed smokers. You guys thought Richie smoked a lot of weed. Get a load of these mice. Oh, man. What's going on in Argentina, then, for cops to think that that story would work? What happened to the old-fashioned, like, hey, a drug cartel broke into the warehouse and stole all the weed? You're really going to go with the mice story? Like, it's eight officers sitting in a circle, like, looking at each other? What's the Argentinian accent? We're going to go Mexican since I don't know the fucking difference. I don't know anything about geography or anything about the world.
Hey, Carlos, man. I know we split up like the 12,000 pounds, man. I got like 330 pounds or whatever. But, dude, the fucking supervisor is like asking a lot of questions, dude. And we got to come up with something because they're doing an inspection on fucking Sabado. And we need to get this together so our stories are all fucking straight or whatever. So, what do you think, Carlos?
And then he'll look over.
Chavo, I appreciate your concern or whatever, dude. And just take a chair, man. You're always standing up. You look nervous, dude. Just sit on and relax, dude. I got this all under control, man. The other day, I was in there. I was smoking a fucking blunt, dude. And I saw this mouse looking at me. And I was sitting back thinking. And I was like, what if this mouse could eat the weed? And then I thought, oh, this is going to be the story, man. The supervisor's going to come in here, and he's going to say, where did all the weed go? ¿Qué dónde está? And I'm going to say, oh, nosotros, you're not going to believe this. It's a fucking bunch of little mice came in here, and I watched them. It was a little Speedy Gonzalez came in here. He opened his little mouse mouth, and he went in there, and he ate all the weed, dude, and then he fucking vamanos right out the fucking door. I couldn't believe it, man. Ask all the homies. Ask all Ocho of my homies,
Oh, Stevie Brogan should have been a Hispanic accent. Or Latino. Or Chicano. Oh, man, can you imagine the supervisor just looking at these guys like, are you fucking retarded?
Are you fucking loco, ese? You expect me to believe that a bunch of little mice took all the weed, ese? You look fucking high. I'm not fucking high, ese. You're fucking high. You're fucking acting like a mouse, ese.
Oh, shit. So, Lyle,
you expect me to believe that a mouse ate the weed because Carlos said so?
Anyways, I got the puppy. I got him yesterday. It was actually kind of a funny story. I had a Craigslist ad for over a year looking for the perfect red nose pit. And I got one that looked great, and they only lived a block away, so I was like, okay, cool. And I looked up the address. They lived in a nice house. It wasn't like a small house in the ghetto, because I went to go get one before, and they just didn't look like a clean house. I didn't want those animals. So I go to this nice house. It's like this older black lady, and she's super fucking sweet. She brings out the mail, and I'm like, there's only one mail? And she's like, yeah, it's only one mail. And I was like, because I don't want a chick pit bull for whatever reason. Somebody the other day said that chicks are more relaxed, but in my experience, I've seen that chicks are a little crazier when it comes to pit bulls and human beings, for that matter. So I go and I say, here's what I do. I never take money to a Craigslist deal. I always say, okay, cool, I'm going to run to the ATM. That way, in case they may have wanted to rob me, then they know I don't have any money. So I go to the ATM, I come back, and as I left the house, dude, I saw another car pull up. So I come back with the money, and I walk up, and it's like her son or something, and he's like, listen, bro, I got some bad news, man. This guy came right behind you. I was going to save you. I was going to save the mail dog for you, but he offered 80 extra bucks. He gave me 280, and I had to give him the dog because we didn't know if you were coming back. And I was like, man, dude. And he's like showing me the girl, and I'm like, dude, I didn't come here for a female pit bull. I'm not going to get the female. And he gives me this look like, man, okay, I lied to you. There actually is one more boy dog, but I was going to save that one for me. And I know we just made you go to the ATM and sold your dog right in front of you. And I know, and I had my chick with me, so she was all like super sad about it. And he's like, you know what, dude? I'll just give you the one I was going to keep. We're gonna breed these dogs again. I'll just give you the one that I was going to keep. And he gave me it for the same price. And it was actually a cooler dog. It had a lighter coat. You guys will see videos and pictures, I'm sure, eventually. Definitely in the Discord. If you guys don't know, I have a Discord. So if you type in exclamation Discord, it will give you the link and you guys can join the Discord. I check it almost every day. So along with Facebook, it's a great place to talk to me personally. Or in Discord, I guess it's not so personal. It's like a big group chat, but it's really cool. Anyways, so the dog I got was actually better than the dog that I was originally getting, in my opinion. He has a lighter fur. He had a more red nose, and he was more energetic. The first dog was really quiet, which isn't a big deal. I mean, maybe he just got up from a nap, but it's always a good sign for me when I see a puppy that's energetic and playful next to a puppy that's like falling asleep. I'm like, oh, dude, I want this guy. This guy's going to be, you know, man's best friend. So I got him. I got him a crate, like a kennel, and he's just such a sweetheart. He's got the sharpest little teeth ever and pretty strong jaw. I think he doesn't know how strong his fucking mouth is because he bites me on, like, my hand, and his new thing is biting me on the toe and biting me in the heel, and it really fucking hurts, dude. His teeth are like little tiny knives. If his teeth were a little larger, they wouldn't be able to, like, pierce into me, but they're so small, they're like little needles. And he bites me, and it's like just little needles going into my skin. But he's such a sweetheart. And last night was a disaster, dude. I put him in his crate. I had him a big-ass crate. I wanted him a crate to where he wouldn't feel confined. You know, I didn't want him to feel like he was in jail. So I got him a really big crate. Plus, he can grow into it, right? But last night, he whined the entire night. And then he just started shitting. And every time I went out there, my plan was to wake up every 2 or 3 hours. I'm lying. Every 3 hours, I was going to wake up and let him go pee because, you know, he's peeing a lot and maybe he'll have to shit. So every 3 hours I woke up, I got out of bed, I walk over. He's going crazy in his cage. He's going crazy. And every single time I woke up, 4 times last night, he shit the fucking bed. And it's not a big deal when a dog whines in the kennel because, you know, they feel like they're abandoned and that's like their natural way to say, hey, mom, you know, brothers, sisters, come help me. Come save me. Mom, dad, I'm lost. I'm by myself. Help me. Because he's only 6 weeks old. And so the whining's not that big of a deal. But him pooping in the same room as he sleeps, that was kind of a big deal. And so I read about it today and I asked some people. And it might be because he has too much space. So he can walk over to one side of the cage and take a shit and then walk over to the other side of the cage and then he can just bitch about it because he doesn't like the smell. He knows he's right next to his own shit. But what I did today is I blocked off a third of the kennel. So now he only has maybe like enough room to just like do a 180 and take a couple steps and then lay down and then step up and do a 180 and sit down. He doesn't have any room. And I put a cover on the top. So now it feels like a little cave. He's in his own little cave now. And once I put the cover and once I put the backing, he walked right in there, dude. He was home sweet home. He walked in right away, fell down for a nap, and that was actually right before I started this podcast. So he's doing really good right now. I'm open to suggestions as to maybe what I should start doing to potty train him. And I have to get his shots and something controversial on the stream last night. As I said, I'm pretty sure I'm going to cut his, what is it called? Like his thumbnail, his thumb claw off. Because dogs jump up and their thumb claws, they can really scratch people, especially kids. And I was also going to probably clip his tail. Not me, I'll probably have the vet do it. Or I think they just tie a string around it, and then eventually after a couple weeks, the tail just falls off by itself. But a lot of people in the stream, they were like, oh no, don't take the tail off, the dogs need the tail. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have kids over here all the time. I have a lot of barbecues, and this dog is going to be hype. You know, I'm going to train my dog to be super social and happy all the time. So when their tail wags, it's really bad for kids because their tails are pretty fucking strong. I mean, a pit bull, not so much, but imagine like a Rottweiler or a bigger dog. Dude, the tail hits little kids in the face, and it fucks them up. It fucks them up bad. And I said that in the chat, and then everyone's like, don't fucking take your dog's tail, he needs the tail. And I'm like, dude, the tail is more of like a nuisance than anything. The tail, number one, now it's grabbable. Dogs generally don't like their tail being grabbed. And what somebody just said right here, Infamy, he says, my sister thinks it would be a good idea to cut your dog's tail off. Apparently pit bulls' tails put strain on their upper spine and back. So in your fucking face, everyone yesterday who said that I should never take the dog's tail off, I think the dog would be happier with the tail off. It's not going to be like, it's not that big of a deal. There's no bones in his tail so much, you know. I'm pretty sure what they do is they just tie a fucking tight-ass string around it or a wire or something, and then eventually the tail just fucking falls off. Don't quote me on that. I could be completely wrong. Hopefully that's not, like, animal abuse. Or maybe they put him to sleep and fucking grab a cleaver and just chop that motherfucker off. Yeah. Good old-fashioned butt circumcision. Am I right? But I'm so happy with this puppy right now. It really is a lot more work than I ever would have expected. I mean, I just gotta get this house puppy-proof. Once I get the house puppy-proof, I think it'll be smooth sailing. Right now I have the living room puppy-proof and the kitchen. And he came in here earlier, and I'm just looking around at, like, wires and small things that he might try to swallow. And I was like, dude, I can't have you wandering around. So I just put him on his pillow and covered him up. And he's pretty passive for the most part. But he's also, I can see it in him, his personality. He's going to be just a little, once he hits, you know, 10 weeks or whatever, he's going to be a fucking machine just jumping around going crazy. So I think I can handle it. I'm looking forward to starting this journey because I've never, as an adult, had my own animal. I've had dogs growing up, you know, like family dogs. My mom had a bunch of dogs. She had a pit and a rot. And here, when I lived here, we had a Shar Pei, which is like a little wrinkly, little timid wrinkly dog. Or at least that one was, because it was like abused, so it was like scared of everything. But yeah, I think I can handle it. Just a lot of people were like, hey, dude, puppy's going to be a lot of work. Get prepared. And I was like, dude, I can handle it. And now here I am. It really is. You know, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, which is why I'm not going crazy today on the podcast. But whatever, I think we're killing it on the podcast, and I'm, again, really excited to start this new journey with my pup, with my puppers. His name is Koopa, by the way. I feel like a dog's name is pretty important. Like, I wouldn't want to name my dog LeVar, because, because it sounds like car. You're right, so every time I say, hey, whose car are we taking? I don't want the dog's ears to perk up and be like, what? What? Who? Who's talking to me? So I thought Koopa, you know, Koopa, two syllables. They're both strong syllables, and it has the whole Mario theme, too. I had a dog named Max. So Max is like a really hard-sounding word. Max. Max. And then, what were the other dog's name? I had one named Charlie. And that was two syllables, too. Charlie. Charlie. Bam. So I think the name is important. I think Koopa's a good one. He can't really, I think right now, I don't know if this is common with puppies. By the way, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, give me any tips or things that might benefit me with raising the puppy, things I might need to know, anything that I might be leaving out. Right now, I just got to get him potty trained and start working on that and get him teething and, of course, get his shots. I'm going to go get his shots hopefully on week 7. When he's about 7 weeks, he'll get his first run of shots. And I think there's three cycles of shots that we got to get, which I really want to get that done ASAP because I want to start bringing him around other dogs. I want him to be really social with other dogs. I want him to be social with people. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be social with people because there's always people here. Sharky Genie said my brother's first dog was named Yoshi. Yoshi's a great name. Two syllables again. Two strong syllables. Yo-shi. You know, you're not going to say Yoshi in a random situation. I mean, what the fuck rhymes with Yoshi? Right? As opposed to LeVar. I don't know why I keep going to LeVar. I think it's because I say the word car a lot. Or what if I named my dog like Buck? I yell fuck thousands of times a day. My friend Nick drives a truck. I always yell fuck. You know, I can't have a dog named fucking Duck, Cluck, Buck. Because I think it would confuse him. I want to make this the smoothest process I can possibly do it. Hopefully. So, let's talk about embarrassing high school stories. I don't have a trivia question today, but I definitely need one. Speaking of that, I think Lyosol, I forgot to send your prize package out, so remind me in the Discord if that was you. Maybe it wasn't Lyosol. Somebody won last week with the Cajun question, and I forgot to send their fucking prize package out, and I just remembered it. So whoever's out there that I forgot to send that to, I'm sorry. Also, fuck you, because I've said several times, only enter these little trivia questions if you're in America, and without fail, Lyosol's a goddamn Canadian. But don't worry, I'll take care of you. You're one of the mods. You take care of me, I take care of you. Doug Dissa tells, I took my dog to PetSmart for classes, and after the classes, she behaved and walked super good with Elise. Never pulled, just walked next to me. Highly recommend classes. Okay, awesome. I'll definitely look into that. I mean, I'm super into the classes, but then also, Doug, I'm super into, like, fucking beating the system, too. Anything they're going to teach you at PetSmart, I could probably learn on YouTube. So I think I'll try it myself, and then if I can't get her done, then definitely look into classes for sure. What would be a good... Oh, you know what? Here is the trivia question of the day. Hopefully, you guys have been following my YouTube channel for a long time. Because this is going to be a question for the OGs. So get ready. Oh, I can hear him whining right now. Poor puppy. This is going to be a question for the OGs. And we're going to end this stream in probably 13 more minutes. So, my friend and filmer, Gonzo, Chris Gonzalez. He filmed my What Time When part. He filmed my Neat part. He's a great filmer and a great skateboarder for being 300 pounds back in the day. Here's the question. Winner gets a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack, and they look like this. What country is Gonzo and his family from? Here's a hint. It's actually part of America, I think. If you guys can come up with the answer to this question, you will be the proud owner of a Ninja Lifestyle sticker. What's funny about Gonzo's dad is he would always tell Gonzo to focus. Focus on school. Focus on editing. Lyosol wins again, but fuck you. You're not allowed to win. Next person to write that word, Puerto Rico wins. Automatic. Doug Desatels wins the sticker pack. You win. He would always say, focus, focus, focus. But he has a strong Puerto Rican accent, so he'd always say, fuck us. Gonzo, you need to fuck us. You need to fuck us. And Gonzo would always laugh, and his dad would get super mad. His dad was like, I don't know, really vocal about shit. But which is weird, because every time I went to his house, his dad never did anything crazy. His dad was always just like cool, calm, and relaxed. But the way he remembers it, his dad would fucking like beat on him and shit, which that would be a real sight to see, I think. The winner is Doug Desatels. Everyone else sucks. Lyosol, you're a goddamn piece of shit. So someone earlier asked about embarrassing high school stories, and I have two pretty good ones. Sometimes when I was in school, I would tuck my shirt in, and this is also kind of embarrassing. This is embarrassing without it being embarrassing. I went to the bathroom one day, and I tucked my shirt in, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to tuck my shirt in before I walk into class so I can look fucking cool or whatever. Yeah, whatever, dude. People were weird in high school. I tucked my shirt in. I was a real trend follower. I was 20 years ahead. So I tucked my shirt in. Right before I walked into the classroom, and my fucking tighty whities. Like, I'm trying to explain it. I tucked in like the tighty whities, and then right before I walked into class, I fucking untucked it, and I walked into the fucking classroom like with just my tighty whities all the way up over my shirt, like just looking like a fucking retard. And the whole class looks over at me. It's like a quiet class too, like a quiet history class. And I walk in, I just fucking tidy whities all the way up to my nipples, like I just gave myself a front wedgie walking in, like, oh shit. And I noticed right away too, because everyone looks at me and starts laughing, and I'm just like, oh fuck. And the current version of me, I would have like played it off, right? I would have pretended like, oh, I'm just being funny, guys. But that version of me, I was just like, oh fuck, dude, what an idiot. Went back to my chair. You know when you're embarrassed, when like your head starts to feel hot? You know what I mean? Like, you're probably actually turning red and shit. Oh, it was the worst. It's such a good story, though. It's not, like, a horrible, embarrassing story. People in the chat, please feel free to share an embarrassing high school story that you guys have, and I'll read it right off the chat room, because high school is such a crazy time. Everyone's going through all these weird emotions and shit. I remember, like, just being really emotional in high school. And also, my penis was just being a real weirdo. It had a mind of its own, too. I had a class called speech class, and it's exactly what it sounds like. We gave speeches. They would teach us how to, you know, write an essay and how to present speeches and how to debate and shit like that. So I was in speech class one day, and I think it was a debate. It was like three of us against three of them, and we were going to debate some topic like, well, I don't know, birth control or something. So I'm sitting there, dude, and I get this giant fucking boner, and I'm wearing these small khaki pants, and, you know, I don't have a small wiener. Maybe nobody has a small wiener when you're wearing small pants and you got a boner. But anyways, dude, I got this fucking giant no-reason boner. It's not like a hot chick was in there. I think it might have been like a nervous boner, which, you know what? Later in life, dude, I would kill to have a nervous boner. Like, oh, man, this chick's so hot. I'm so nervous. Boing! That would be the greatest fucking day ever. But instead, nowadays, it's like, oh, man, now I can't get my fucking dick hard, you dumb bitch with great tits. Anyways, so I'm fucking sitting there in my desk, and it's the type of desk where it's like the chair is connected to the desk. You know the ones. You grab the front, you crack your back on it. It's the greatest feeling on earth. So I have this boner. I'm like, dude, there's no way I'm going to be able to walk from my desk to the front of the class. There's no fucking way. So what I did, dude, this is so fucked. To hide my boner, I grabbed my fucking chair and my desk and picked up the chair and desk with me, connected to my body, and waddled with the chair and the desk, like, waddled up to the front of the classroom and just sat down like I owned that shit. Like, boom, ready to debate, everybody. And it was just so awkward and so weird looking. Like, for sure, no one's looking at my dick then. Plus, the boner doesn't show so much if you're sitting down. What do they say in Superbad? You fucking shove that bitch up into your waistband? Infamy said I would hold my breath to get rid of boners. Yeah, dude, maybe. I don't know. Just start thinking about gay shit. Like, oh, man. And your boner gets bigger, and then you realize you're gay, and then you suddenly have a real fucking crisis on your hands. In the middle of speech class, you realize you're gay. What a life that would be. Breachard says, the day I was going to lose my virginity was the day I found out I'm highly allergic to latex. I hope that didn't happen at school. I was going for embarrassing school stories, but I guess if you're in high school, that sort of counts. That sounds awful. What happens to your wiener? It just gets like hives or something? It fucking explodes, swells up and falls off? Oh, dude, if your dick gets bigger and it gets hives, oh, dude, that chick would be like, oh, damn, dude, studded for my pleasure? Hell yeah, dude, get fucking nectar. Doug DeSotelo says, I got arrested during sixth period and then escorted down the halls by cops being handcuffed right when school got out. Felt embarrassed and like a boss. I knew. If you didn't say like a boss, I was going to say it, because it's one of those things where it's like, well, I'm kind of embarrassed, but also, dude, fucking boss, dude, I'm the fucking criminal, man. I'm definitely getting some puss out of this. Fuck you, cops, dumb asshole, fucking pigs, sizzle up, pigs, fuck you, dude. Breacher said it breaks out really bad and swells. Aw. Yeah, dude, these fucking daps, bro. Oh, man. So anyways, guys, we are going to go ahead and cut the podcast short a little bit. more early than we usually would because I can hear my puppy in there and he's crying and I just want to make sure he didn't shit himself because I'm running out of things for him to sleep on. I have a big pile of like old clothes that either rip or get like a big stain on them, so I use those as his bed. And if he takes a shit on this batch, I'm going to have to go to Walmart and get some more. Lyocell said, I was in a fight when I was 15 and I got really worked up and started crying for some reason in front of 100 people. I've seen that happen. I've seriously seen that happen, Lyle, so I don't know what it is. I think it has something to do with adrenaline. I've fucking seriously seen that happen. Sharky Genie says, can we see the puppy? Yeah, of course you guys can see the puppy, but he will come out on the post show when I sign us off of the real show. So I appreciate everyone for tuning in for episode number 5 of Stop Crying Poser. Sorry this episode was a little bit more chilled out. I was trying to keep my voice down as to not disturb the pup, but I don't know if you guys can hear him, but he's whining really loud in the background, so I got to take care of that. This will probably be on SoundCloud, although I'm looking for other places to put this podcast because SoundCloud only allows a certain amount of minutes. And if you want more minutes, you have to pay. And I feel like I shouldn't have to pay. I'm already doing a lot of work here making this entertaining for you guys. Can you hear him fucking going crazy? This will be uploaded on Sunday, so if you're watching on YouTube, feel free to answer the questions, what can I do to better take care of my animal, and please share an embarrassing high school story. I don't know if you're going to be able to top my boner walking story, or Breachard's fucking diseased allergic dick, or Doug Desatel's going out like fucking Scarface, but if you can, please leave it in a comment below. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. Oh shit, we upload 5 videos a week on YouTube. We're not getting any notifications anymore. So we need to sort that thing out. Hit the bell. Do everything you need to do. Find me on Instagram. He's so mad. At BlackNinjaLV. Also follow on YouTube. Check out the Discord. And stick around if you're watching live because we will do the post show. As always, I appreciate you guys hanging out. Let me know also if there's anything I can do to improve this podcast for you guys. Let's go ahead and play that intro. And I will see you guys in the future. Kuna Matata, bitches.